I'm excited to go out there and play a little football. I got to meet some of the fans out there in earlier July, late summer, when I went out there to do some promo for the league. And they're excited. They're excited about football. They're not, you know, obviously there's Giants fans out there, but they're excited about football in general. You see jerseys, you know, we're going to see all 32 teams represented at these games wearing different jerseys and different players. So it's good to, broaden our fan base and extend our reach out to London.
Victor, do you believe we'll ever see the day where there's a full-time team in London?
Maybe. As the popularity grows, as more and more games get played over there, the teams, you know, they want more and more. So we'll see. Nothing's impossible at this point, and we'll see what happens.
Jeff Fisher was talking about Janoris and saying he's one of the best cornerbacks in the league. I mean, when you watch him, does he do well?
I think he just has a knack for understanding routes and he plays the ball well. He understands the ball in the air. He really can play it while it's in the air, whether it's a breakup or an interception. He knows how to close that gap. He has that speed to close that gap and get to that football. So, I'm happy he's on our team, happy he's making plays and doing some really good things. It's been really fun to watch.
Is he the best corner you've seen here?
I'm sweating. it's these lights, man. That's tough to say. I mean, he's definitely in the tops. I mean, in my opinion, I've seen so many guys, Corey Webster and, you know, T2 and guys like that. I mean, there's been so many guys, but he's definitely in that conversation for sure.
If you're going against guys like Janoris in practice, how much better does that make you?
A lot better. Obviously, when you're up against him, you have to be sound in your technique, understand what you're doing, be clean in and out of your breaks, because he can make you look bad out there and make you, you know, run your route for you at times and things like that. So you got to make sure you stay on your P's and Q's.
When you go to London, do you feel like people understand the game? It seems like they're excited about it. Their favorite sport is a different version of football.
That's still up for debate. I mean, some of them do. Some of them understand the game. Some of them understand what's happening, what's going on. But you might hear a random cheer when Brad Wing kicks a punt or something like that. So you just got to be ready for the random cheers when you hear, you know, see certain things and you look on the field and you're like, what's happening? And it's just like a punt. So it'd be interesting.
How big a game is it for you guys? You got the win last week, you ended the losing streak, mm-hmm. but now you've got the bye coming up. It's time to start building something.
Absolutely. This is definitely a time. This is a game that we understand it's London, it's a trip, and it's different than what we're accustomed to. But it's a game. It's a business trip. At the end of the day, we have to go out there and win this football game, and come back into the bye on a 2-game winning streak and feeling good about ourselves.
How much of a distraction can this be, having to fly so far? And I'm sure you guys have other commitments other than just football over there.
I think it's just a matter of being professional, understanding, you know, taking a look at the schedule, understanding what's being asked of you, understanding the time frame and things that you can do to, you know, relax and things like that. Kind of making the best of your time and making it happen that way. I don't think we're there long enough for it to be a huge distraction. But we still got to make sure we're getting our rest and we're doing things that we need to do to stay ahead of the curve.
When you went over there in the summer, what do you remember about the jet lag and how long it took you to
do? Oh, man. It took me about 2 days to really get acclimated and really get adjusted to the time. I mean, mainly because that 6 hours it's a lot of time to make up. You know, it's, you know, 12 midnight and you're wide awake, or it's 12 in the afternoon and you're sleepy. So it's definitely something that's different for us, and it'll be different for us. But hopefully by the time that settles in, we'll already be, you know, we've already won the game on Sunday and be on the plane back.
How tough is that, though, to come here basically overnight and then to have to sort of catch up? I mean, that's kind of the plan here. How important is sleeping on the plane and being able to rest up in that when you're losing all that time?
I think the plane is important. I think going to sleep on that plane is going to be one of the biggest things for us, because when we land, it'll be essentially 8:30 in the morning. So you want to land and feel like you're just waking up from going to bed the night before, and then hopefully you can kind of play, not a lot of catch up, but play catch up from there, which is easier to do than landing, you know, 4 p.m. or something weird like that and trying to play it that way.
coach was saying he thought the offense was about to break out. You guys had a good game about against Baltimore. Do you think that was a good stepping stone to better things to come?
Absolutely. I think it's you know, the thing with us is just execution. I mean, we're going to get coverages that we like. We're going to get situational football and situations to get our guys, and whether it's a receiver or whether it's a tight end or whoever it is, to get them the football. And we just have to execute. And I think we're right there. We're executing. We just have to continue to build on that and take it one week at a time.